This Shabbos we'll be reading a double parsha, Behar Bechukosai. And as well, we will be finishing Sefer Vayikra. So, anytime we finish any of the Svarim, whether it's Bereishis, Shmos, Vayikra, which we'll be finishing, by Midbar Advarim, so the Rama quotes a minhag that at the end of the Sefer, we say Chazak, Chazak, Vindis Chazek, that we have to strengthen ourselves. And then we go on and we continue, we go on to read Parshas Bamidbar, or whichever book we're about to begin. So the Gemara, what's this based on, this meaning of Chazak, Chazak, Vindis Chazek? So it's based on a Gemara in Brachas, which discusses your three, everything needs chizik, but three things that especially need chizik, need reinforcement, repetition, is Torah, Tevilah, and Parnasa. Learning Torah, as we all know, davening, and making a living. They all need chizik. So where do we see that Torah needs chizik, or we know Torah needs chizik, but where do we see we fulfill this minhag of showing that we need chizik by tefillah, by Torah? So every Shabbos morning, let's say we read from the Parsha HaShavua, and then at Mincha time, we go ahead, we start reading the next week. So we'll be reading from Sefer Bamidbar. After we finish Behar Bechukosai, we move on. Like you make a siyum. Usually you finish a mesechta and then you begin the next one. Or we have on Simchas Torah. Simchas Torah, we finish the book of Devarim, we finish Vizos HaBracha, and then we begin with Bereishis. So we find that Talmud Torah requires chizik, and we see our minhag. Where do we find by tefillah? Where's the minhag to show that tefillah tzvichas chizik? So that's what Rav Soloveitchik used to always say, that's the minhag of saying Adon Olam, which some shuls have, some don't, but the original minhag of saying Adon Olam in shul was to show that tefillah tzvichas chizik. How do we know? Because originally, that's how we used to start off, some still do, but the Chazan used to begin with Adon Olam. Back in the day, the Chazan used to make the brachas for everybody, all the birkas hashachar. So he started with Adon Olam. And then we know the minhag is, on Friday night, after davening, again, different, the old minhag was to sing Adon Olam. So he says, what was that minhag? The minhag was to show that tefillah tzarech chizik. You begin with Adon Olam, and you end with Adon Olam. You need the repetition, you need the strength. And in fact, Rav Soloveitchik didn't like the new minhag of saying Yigdal instead of Adon Olam Friday night. Well, he didn't like it because, number one, it's supposed to show it's the minhag of tefillah tzarech chizik. But in addition, the Be'er Heita brings down B'Shem the Arizal, that he was against the minhag of saying Yigdal anytime. Rav Soloveitchik wasn't necessarily against Yigdal, well, we'll see, maybe he was, but here he's saying because it's Tzvicha Chizik. The Arizal doesn't say what's wrong. Why is he, the Be'er Heita that says he was against Yigdal? What's wrong with Yigdal? It's a beautiful, beautiful tefillah, poetry, talks about the Yud Gimel Ikarim. So, Rav David Cohen, a big postek in Brooklyn, he says there's nothing wrong with Yigdal per se. It's the author of Yigdal, the one who composed Yigdal, was not a good person. It was the poet Emmanuel of Rome. He composed Yigdal, and therefore even he doesn't, I guess, no publicity is bad, but the Mechaber brings down that you shouldn't learn his Sfarim on Shabbos. It's Bittul Torah, and perhaps you shouldn't be learning it all year round because of Dvarim Atelim, because he used to make fun of Talmidei Chachamim. So, since he's the one who composed Yigdal, they were reluctant. They didn't want you to take his take his song and put it into the Seder HaTfila. People say, what are you talking about? Yigdal was written way before Emmanuel of Rome. So Rav David Cohen says, yeah, I know, but he touched it up. He changed it around, and therefore he held to his guns. Others didn't like that reason. The Rav gave it, Rav Salavitcher gave a different reason. He said it's based on Chukas, the problem is based on Chukas HaGoyim, following this, because the Goyim in their church, in their practice, they always they discuss their Ikarim, Ikari Amuna. We have Ikari Amuna, but that's not something we do during davening. So Yigdal is like talking about the Yud Gimel Ikarim. So Rav Salavitcher thought there's like many things, the practice perhaps of mixed seating in a shul also comes from a church, comes from the Chukas HaGoyim. So he was very conservative about new minhagim in general, he was against. So he didn't like this. He thought, besides the fact that it's changing a minhag, that by itself he didn't like, but also he thought it came from Chukas HaGoyim, because they just followed, that's what they followed with the, by Yomru HaGoyim. So we have to assert, even though some want to claim that that's where the speaking in shuls came from, the rabbis used to speak twice a year. Where does it come? They speak every week, or even maybe where they got even twice a year is they got it because the preacher's in the church. So either way, so you have to know at what point, when's Chukas HaGoyim, when's not, or and even if it's not technically Chukas HaGoyim, like it's at, it might give the optics of one. So we have Torah needs Chizuk. That's where we go from Shacharis to Mincha, Simchas Torah, from Zos HaBrach to Bereshis, Tfilo, we have Adon Olam. People were against Yigdal because either Emmanuel of Rome or because of Chukas HaGoyim and Parnassus, we all know needs Chizuk as when we're no longer living in the Midbar, like the Dor HaMidbar, who got Mana Mishamayim. That was their, they didn't need Chizik. Today we have to work for a living, and in fact that's how the different Mepharshim say that was the mistake, the Meraglim. The reason why they gave a bad report, not intentionally, but Nogeya Bedavar, because they thought the idea was to continue. What could be better than getting Imam in Hashamayim? And Akash was saying, that's for the Olam Haba, that's for the next world. And Olam Hazeh, we have to work for a living. You got to go into Eretz Yisrael, plant the trees, and work the land. And as the Satva Rebbe used to always say, Segulas are great, and those who want to do Segulas, let them do it. But he says, there's a minute of saying the Parshas Haman on the Tuesday of Parshas Peshalach. He says, you could say the Parshas Haman every day, you could do it, but don't do it between 9 and 5. The best segula for a parnasa is to get a job, work for a living. And that's the yisod, that Torah, Tefillah, and parnasa needs chizuk, and that's what we do this Shabbos when we read Bahar Bichol Kosai. And we conclude the book of Bichol Kosai. We're going to do Chazak, Chazak, but Nischazek to reinforce our Torah, the Torah, Tzricha Chizuk, and therefore Chazak, Chazak, the Nishchazek.